Juvenile crime rates have dropped steadily since the mid-1990s, but the public perception remains that more and more violent kids are committing crimes. At a conference in Madison today, California law professor Cynthia Robbins says reformers will begin using a new legal doctrine based on racial discrimination to sue states if they don't adopt tried and true methods of preventing juvenile crime that don't involve locking teens up.
If they don't take up those alternatives and put public resources into those alternatives, then we believe we will have the basis to bring successful lawsuits in order to compel those authorities to use the alternatives that work.
In Wisconsin, those alternatives exist in the form of youth courts around the state that use peer juries to sentence teens to community service. Similar programs in neighboring Minnesota have led to a drop in juvenile incarceration rates. Chris Baird of the Wisconsin-based National Council on Crime and Delinquency says Minnesota has done a much better job and saved the state millions of dollars.
They make far more use of community sanctions than we do, which means they've controlled their budget and they've controlled the number of people that they lock up. Wisconsin bought entirely into the get tough on crime philosophy, and our expenditures on corrections have just exploded.
Participants at this week's conference say they hope the threat of lawsuits force policymakers to use proven non-punitive methods to steer teens away from a life of crime. But many cautioned that lawsuits may simply languish in court while the problems remain unsolved. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.